Hey guys, my name's Davon.
And Brittany.
And this is Showing Out with the Salt. And on this episode, we're going to do some What Would You Do scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brittany, are you ready?
I'm starting? Oh.
Well, no, you're not starting.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But I'm going to read a couple, and you're going to read a couple, and we're going to do this okay. Together. So let me find it here. Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
If a close friend murdered someone for a good reason, but you couldn't go to the police, how would you dispose of the body, and would you turn them in? I just realized it's kind of dark.
Dang.
For the first question.
Yeah, it got dark real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
It said you...
You couldn't go to police.
Why, though? Why?
Because they murdered somebody.
But why can't I? I'm trying to save my tail. So...
It said, how would you dispose of the body, and would you turn them in?
I wouldn't dispose of the body. I don't care if it's you, my husband. I don't care who it is. I would never... participate.
You're right. I wouldn't either.
I couldn't.
The people I know, they already know. Family members, and I have family members who get mad at me for saying, like, oh, you snitch. I don't care. Why am I putting my life online?
Right! I ain't sitting behind bars. That's on you.
You want to do something stupid. Right. I'm going to sing like a canary.
Exactly. Tweet. I don't know nothing. Didn't see nothing.
And I'm not tweeting for Twitter.
Exactly.
And they come to this door and say, have you seen so-and-so, and did they do this?
Yep. Right. Yes, they did.
Yep.
And this is their address.
Get
and off. If our friendship is over, okay, it's going to be over no matter how,
well,
because you're
going
to be in prison.
I want us to be friends, because I don't want you to murder me. So we good?
Right. I'm going to ask the popo, how soon y'all going over to their crib to arrest them?
And then I'm going to say, and then they ask me, did you say something to the police? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? Do you think I would do that?
Yeah, I'm a good
friend. Turn it back on them. Because we're good friends, we turn it back on them.
I love
Next.
It.
Next. Oh, I should be looking at some, huh?
I got another one.
Okay.
You can pick 3 people in the world to be marooned on an island with you. Who would you choose and why? So we Gilligan's Island. We done okay. got shipwrecked on some
you
random
can choose
island.
3 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely number 1 is my husband. This man can build anything.
Uh-huh.
And he can lift. And I can just stand there and say, help us out.
Help a sister out.
Because I don't do good in heat. I have an attitude issue when it's hot.
He can build you a fan.
He can build me a fan. He has patience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely bringing him down with me.
Down?
Because you at a low place if you stranded on the island.
He's positive too, so he would have like...
He is.
Through a bad situation, he'd be positive.
Right. I definitely bringing him.
So actually, we can do this together like... It's actually 5 of us all together, so us 2, we're going to decide on the 2 other. I think your husband would be great,
yes.
And I would love him, because...
Yes.
And I could be there, too, you know, for comic relief.
Right.
And I could help lift, too. Surprisingly. she's laughing. Oh, you think this is funny. Surprisingly, this brother knows how to lift. I know how to move stuff.
Oh,
I'm not lazy.
Man.
You know what surprises?
No, you're not lazy.
You know what surprises me? A lot of people that I know in our world, in our circle, they do a lot of things. They don't call me. And I can do it.
I wouldn't complain.
No.
Disclaimer: he is happy with y'all not calling him to help.
But I don't want y'all to think a brother ain't gonna do nothing for you if you get to ask. But you know the Bible says, "Ask not, want not." So you don't ask, you don't want.
Well,
so you don't want my services.
You receive
me.
Nothing.
I'll be sitting here on the bed. Watch Netflix.
With my lemonade and umbrella drink.
Right.
So.
Cruising in the pool.
See, that's what I picture you doing if we stranded on an island.
Living my best life.
Not in the water, but you're going to be beside
the
water.
If we on an island, it's hot boy summer. You sitting there, no shirt, my glass on drugs. Coconut in hand.
All I gotta say is I hope I have an umbrella. That's all. Oh, and some bug spray. And some snacks. Because I can't get worse than hungry and hot. Those are my two
number one. I have a spear in hand.
Right, okay.
If I see anything moving, I'll get up.
That's
but true. I'll help. I ain't gonna let y'all just struggle. I think another good person would be our friend Will. He'd be good.
Will's very smart.
So smart.
So, we got those two
so brains. Smart and very handy, and like, he got that farm boy charm.
Can be outdoors. Outdoors. I can't.
And he knows hard work.
Question. Huh? Can I take myself off this island and replace somebody? Replace myself with somebody? Because I ain't doing y'all any justice.
Because you were smart not to get on the boat.
Right. Y'all don't you want said, me there.
My hair.
Right.
And I was just trying to have a good time. And then that happened.
So we have one.
Who would be the other person? He's my good, because I ain't trying to die.
Honestly, can't think.
That's it.
No, I know.
Now, there's a lot of people we can't handle.
That's true.
So who can we handle?
Can we name drop for negative reasons? Because let me drop Janet's name. Janet,
you made it a negative, listen, and it's not. It's a positive.
I ain't bringing Janet. Okay. And I'll tell you why. She'd be as bad as me, and Janet knows it. So we can't have any females.
No, because I already killed both of y'all.
So with that being said, I'd bring Justin because he can cook.
You're right. He can make sand into a souffle.
Right. So Nick can catch it, build it, think about it. Will can think about it, move it. Yeah. We can sit here and watch.
Like Will's like the engineer, and Nick too. But mm-hmm. Nick will build it, and I'll help. I'll sweep like I did at y'all's house right. When y'all built it.
Right. And I don't know why I'm there. I don't know what I can bring.
Yeah, if you and our friend Janet were there, I would kill both of you.
Right. Janet is good at problem solving, though.
She is. See, she is.
See.
Why are you there?
Why am I there? I'm leaving, and I'm going to bring Janet. So.
Janet's like, where's Brittany? Her hair. She didn't want to come. Bugs. Bugs.
And bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next. Yeah. Dang, that was long.
That was funny. Here's a good quick one, and then while I'm doing that, you find the next one.
Okay.
If you could read your friend's thoughts, would you? Do you think you remain friends? Ooh, I don't want that.
I don't think I would. That's some sticky situation.
I'm always like, just tell me what you think, and they don't do it, so.
I feel like I do.
Did I tell you what I think? Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. You're nice too, though.
Yeah, I give people the benefit of doubt. Like
you
the Bible says.
Be rude.
Hold up, don't get twisted.
No, I mean to me.
Am I rude?
Am mm-mm. I rude?
No.
Okay.
I put you in place I need to. Like, you're right, not you nice. Like that. That's not nice. Cut that out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to read people's thoughts.
I don't either.
I'd be scared while we're here.
You'd hear too much.
And yeah, I'd be like, oh, this is
we'd
way.
We'd have zero friends. Nobody would have any friends.
No. It'd be like apocalyptic kind of stuff.
That would be bad.
Fighting.
So no.
People don't want to hear my thoughts because a lot of people say to me, your face tells it all. And it really don't because I say a lot. There's a lot I say, but there's a lot. I tell somebody this every day.
There's a lot I don't.
Pay attention to what I say, but be concerned about what I don't say because there's a lot I don't say too.
Right.
Because it's not meant to be said. And everything's not meant to be said. Some things meant to be thought, and then you
That'll
pray
preach.
About it. So you pray about it and give it to the Lord, or whoever higher
the
power
Lord.
You give stuff to.
Right.
So we down with all of them, but we love the Lord.
We love the Lord.
Which
Only
one you got?
One for me. Okay, if you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Martin Luther King Jr. I think he'd be a good one.
That'd be hard to choose just one.
He'd be a good conversationalist.
I feel like...
I'm going to choose one. I got more.
Well, it says if you could have dinner with anyone, it doesn't... Well, I don't know.
I just want to have dinner with somebody interesting and funny. Who's that? I don't want to change it. I want to have dinner with Martin Luther King Jr. because he's dead.
Well, yeah, it says or alive.
Okay.
Is it sad that I can't think of one person alive that I would have dinner with?
Yeah, it is kind of sad.
That is sad.
It's hard to think, but it's hard to think. There's a lot of people that you would like to. Who I want to have dinner with?
I mean, there's a lot of people you'd like to meet, but that's different than having dinner
with. I know who you want to have dinner with.
The Lord.
You want to meet him too. You want to meet her too.
Who?
Selena.
Of course.
Yes.
But I was thinking of people alive. I'm saying I can't think of anyone alive I would. Definitely Selena. / Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Yes. I can be at my table alone with him. You can go somewhere else.
Alone? I don't know about that.
Come on now.
I love him too.
I love Michael Jackson. I just want to talk to him.
Yeah. It might be a weird conversation though.
Probably. But the man was hurt. Episode 3.
But you could say I did talk to him.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like,
that'd be wild.
That would.
He's so nice. Maybe, I mean, I'm thinking of anybody famous, really, because I like to be part of anything they're doing.
Not alive for me.
Not alive?
There's, like, no one.
I like to do, like, some comedians. Kevin Hart be a good one. He might be annoying.
I think he'd be too much.
He might be too much, but he's somebody you want to be good for. Like, he's kind of person, like, he likes who he has in his circle. I see how he operates with his friends and stuff.
I guess.
So, and he's great for networking. You want...
Okay, well, you can go out with Kevin Hart. I'll go out with Michael Jackson after I have dinner with Jesus. Because I know everybody will say, oh, I'd love... I really would.
I would love to, too, because the check would probably be free. And he multiply the food.
Be there for days. Now, Jesus, how can I handle these people out here on this earth?
Yeah.
How did you do that with such a grace?
A grace, yes.
How? With the pressure on you. How do you love every single person and see the good in them automatically? I have a lot of questions. I mean, I could ask you now.
That'd be years of conversation.
You know, right.
I feel like he could talk for days, too.
Yeah, he got a lot to say to me. I know that. First of all...
Oh, Jesus got an attitude
Jesus
now?
Jesus got things for me. I know.
He
every
got things
single
for
person.
Everybody. You got Opie open.
That's what I'm saying. I'm open to that to have dinner with him so he can tell me. Do you have another one?
No.
You want me to find one?
Yeah.
Let's see. How do you prefer to be comforted when you're upset?
Yeah. What's that question?
That.
Oh.
That's the question.
So how do we comfort it when I'm upset?
How do you prefer to be comforted when you're upset? I guess it depends on who it is.
I prefer just, like, hanging out, like, chilling out. I don't need a lot going on.
See, I'm the opposite, I feel like. I want y'all to leave me alone. When I'm upset, I like to be alone. So I can process my thoughts and not do anything or say anything crazy.
I feel like that happens automatically.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't mean for it to be alone. It just happens that way. But
you
if
just
like,
need some time.
Yeah, but it's, sometimes that happens on its own, and I don't want it to be like that. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm by myself, and I'm feeling this way. I wish somebody would come hang out. Who could?
See, I'm not like that.
I just want somebody, like, I want, well, the reason why I said it, just to get my mind off of that, or maybe talk through, because I feel like there's always another perspective that I'm not seeing.
Right.
And so maybe somebody can help with that. And then we can have fun at the same time. Like, laugh, watch some TV shows, comment about other people. Because, you know, one of the best things about getting things not focused on your problems is focusing on others.
Dang. He went there.
Focusing on others. It's not a good thing.
See, this is what I'm saying. I need to be alone. So I don't say anything I don't need to say. I don't act the way...
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Don't do that.
Don't do what he said.
Don't focus on other people's problems. Focus on you. You do you.
You do you.
You be great.
Right. This one. If you could revive fashion trends from one particular decade, which would it be?
I like the 70s fashion for men and women.
Hmm.
Bell bottoms. Men belt. Platform shoes.
Tie-dye shirts.
I don't know about that.
That comes along with it.
I don't want that. That's... I don't want that.
I really don't even
People
know
still
what
make
shoes.
Tie-dye shirts, actually, as a fun thing to do. I think it's a fun thing to do, but as a fashion trend to wear all the time, no. Long coats. Well, those are coming back for guys now.
Trench coats?
Yeah, you know, a good trench.
I know.
No. What are you about to say? Say it's
no,
now.
No, I'm not. I don't know what I would choose.
There's some good 90s fashion. I think every decade.
Is there, though? Really? I don't know. You said that with confidence.
I did, didn't
I? 90s was the about... windbreaker suits. I used to love those come back. In the 90s.
They'll come back.
You know, I'll give it. I apologize. There are some good things from the
90s. We apologize, 90s.
I apologize, 90s. I did wear a good, mean windbreaker suit. I loved those.
Nike had a good, some good vintage.
The swish pants.
I had a lot of those.
I love those. I will bring those back. Comfy.
Goodwill. Somebody dropped them
off. Somebody. What's the funniest joke you've ever heard?
That's hard.
That is hard.
I don't know no one-liners. It's more like a situation that was funny.
How about if you won the lottery, what's the first thing you'd do? What luxury item would you splurge on?
I would thank Jesus. That's the first thing I would do. I would be on my
knees. Tithe, number one, offering.
I'm all about giving things. That's all that money. What you gonna do with all of it?
Honestly, that is the first thing I'd
do. Yeah, and I'd give it to a charity, too.
And then...
I'll give it to the church, and then I'd give it to a charity. One that I would... Something for the community. I would probably give it to the community, because I want to give back to my community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And luxury splurge? Right. That's a lot.
Where do I begin?
I'll take a cross-country trip.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll take off a long time at work. A good... And be like, I'm not leaving.
I'll be back. I need to know how much the lottery is. Because it's infinite. Depending, you might not have to go back to work.
It's infinite. If I won the lottery, I'll go back to work. Because I'm not irresponsible like these idiots out here. I need some gas money still.
You have plenty of that from the lottery.
No, I won't be around. I don't know. I still want to go to work.
You need a schedule.
Yeah, not only that, but also I go to work and then I'll be like, fire me. I got money. Go ahead.
So you go to work acting a fool. You'd be there, but you wouldn't be productive. I'd be
like, get back to work. I'm like, I don't need this job.
That'd be the first day. So, no, why?
I would try to keep my job, but if they make me mad now, I'm like, you know what? I could quit. Why am I doing this to myself?
True.
I'd go hang out with people who ain't got jobs.
I don't know what I'd do.
We could hang out more.
I could pay you to be my manny.
I could pay you back.
See how that works?
I would bill probably something on your land.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. If you could rummage through one celeb's closet and take anything, whose would it be?
What celeb fits what I wear?
I don't know.
What celeb is my size?
Question.
I mean...
It don't have to be clothes.
Oh. Give me a car.
Well, it does say closet, but I mean, you could get it, some shoes.
There's keys in the closet.
Some good shoes.
Oh, true. Who got good shoes? Anybody who got Saint Laurent or Steve or something like that? I need a good boot. Who I know is good with fashion?
Yeah, I don't know. I think women celebrities, their fashion's too over the top, so I can't think of anything. Some purses. I'd take some purses.
You wouldn't want to go through the Kardashians' closet?
I'd take their purses. Maybe some sunglasses, but they be wearing some.
But they do wear some nice stuff.
Especially that Chloe. Probably shoes I'd be more into.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of guys that are like good with fashion. There are a lot of good black celebs out there who just, they kill it.
Why they gotta be black though,
Dave? Because they wear the stuff that I would wear.
Okay.
I'm just gonna be honest. Like, they just had that factor. That suave factor. Okay. Especially when I see, like, okay, you know what clause I want to go through? The guy that played T'Challa off of Black Panther. That whole African get up. I can be down with that.
I could see you in that with your long trench coat.
And a long cape. With that one. King T'Challa.
Okay. Did it die?
No. We're good.
We still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Okay. If you could only eat pizza, wings, or burgers for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Wings. You can flip those and toss them any way you want to.
I feel the same.
Because even I can take the wings and get some bread and make it into a sandwich.
Burgers, I feel like we get old quick.
There's only so many different cheeses.
I could eat pizza for a while, but
you can change toppings, I guess.
I guess.
That's a lot of bread.
That's a lot of carbs. That's a lot of gluten.
Pizza's where how I got here today.
Pizza did this.
Pizza did this.
I think wings as well. Are we done?
I think we are.
There's a
lot of questions we can go through, but those are just a few of those. That's great.
That was good.
Okay, well, like we said, guys, like, subscribe, share, and share with a friend. Tell them about our show, Showing Out with the Salt. Check us out, and we're done. Thank you all. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey guys, hope you all enjoyed this week's episode of Showing Out with the Salt. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends, and tune in next week for an all-new episode.